Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. By the way, my daughter Contessa is an accomplished English horse jumper. She just turned 14 years old a couple of months ago, and she rides a horse named Patriot. Isn't that perfect for a Wayne Root offspring? Her horse's name is Patriot. She's at a horse show as we speak right now doing her jumping, and she just came in first place. 12 participants, all horse riding gals, and she came in first place with a beautiful run. Congratulations, Contessa Root. I just got a video from my family, a video of her performance. She looked like a real professional. Maybe she'll be in the Olympics someday. By the way, my other daughter, just, you know, I don't exaggerate these things, my other daughter, Dakota, who is now 30 years old, but she won the Pacific Coast Fencing Championship and wound up being recruited to all the best Ivy League schools in America and accepted Harvard, was accepted at both Harvard and Stanford, by the way. Yale offered her a four-year run without ever worrying about whether she got in or not. They just said, you're in. You don't need to worry about whether you're accepted based on SAT scores, just based on fencing. You're into Yale. And she turned them down, said, I want Harvard. And she waited, and Harvard let her in based on academics. And then she won all Ivy League as a fencer and had a chance to go to the Olympics. And she just didn't like it. She said, I don't like sports. I like going to school. And what did her father say? I said, oh, my God, are you sure you're my daughter? I didn't like school. I only liked sports. What the hell? Who likes school better than sports? Nobody. But that's a guy's thing. You know, I think girls sometimes like school, and boys can't stand school. I mean, I could never stand school. I hated school. Every minute I was in school was like, oh, my God, let me just think about how pretty the girl is sitting next to me. Let me call my bookmaker. I'm talking about in college, actually, at Columbia University.
I got to ask you. So you're in middle school there.
Not in middle school. This is in Columbia University.
Yeah, okay. So during Graham Cracker Hour, you're laying odds with your bookie, you know, Joey Numbers?
No, I was calling Joey Numbers at Columbia. I was going in the hallway and using the payphones. We didn't have cell phones in those days.
At Port Authority?
Yeah. But, yes, I majored in Studio 54 and minored in calling my bookie at Columbia University. And still wound up with a dean's role, dean's honor role, and an A-minus average, graduated Columbia, pretty damn good without ever studying or ever cracking a book, pretty good. All right, I didn't like school, I liked sports, and my daughter likes school and hates sports. Isn't that perfect? That's the way life works. She could have gone to the Olympics, and she couldn't care less. She'd much rather be a smart kid, and as of June, she will be Dr. Dakota Root. Pretty cool. All right, the great O'Biden intentional depression is here. Here is the solution. That's my column that's coming out Sunday in newspapers around the country, courtesy of Creator Syndicate, the great O'Biden intentional depression. First, I want to explain the disaster happening right now in front of all of our eyes. Then I will present a solution. Everyone talks, but it's time for action, and I have a plan. Everything I predicted has come to pass. Back on October 30th, 2016, in my opening speech for Donald J. Trump's last Las Vegas rally before the election, I told the crowd of 15,000-plus that a Trump victory was our last chance to save America. I told the crowd that if Hillary was elected, it would be Obama's third term. It would be the end of America. She would finish off America with Obama's plan. It was a plan I learned at Columbia University, class of 83, with my class classmate Barack Obama, and the plan was called Cloward Piven. And the Cloward Piven strategy was to overwhelm the U.S. economy with welfare and debt, causing the economy to collapse, bankrupting the business owners, making the middle class jobless, and causing everyone to panic and beg big government to save them. And that would open the door to socialism. I predicted the main tool to do this would be opening the borders to let the whole world in, give them all cradle-to-grave welfare checks, free health care, and free education, all paid by the great American middle class, so you'd bankrupt and drain them. And as a bonus, turn these millions of illegal aliens into Democrat voters. Sound familiar? I also predicted Hillary and the Democrats would use massive tax increases, draconian increases in government regulations, the green energy boondoggle that would waste billions and kill millions of middle-class jobs, expand Obamacare to triple health care bills for the middle class, destroy the justice system to allow violent criminals to roam free, while the corrupt DOJ and woke DAs funded by George Soros persecuted conservatives. That was the Cloward Piven plan that Obama and I learned at Columbia. That would have been the third term of Obama. But a funny thing happened in 2016. Donald J. Trump was elected president. Hillary never got a chance to carry out Obama's plan. Recognize all those terrible policies? It's all happening today under the O'Biden administration. That's the deadly combo of Biden as the brain-dead dummy and Obama as his ventriloquist. Have you seen the latest GDP, economic growth number? We are negative 1.4% growth. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. We are experiencing massive hyperinflation. Economic experts that I trust say the real inflation number is 20% or higher. The real destruction to the economy and the middle class is negative 1.4% GDP plus 20% inflation. Add it up. That means the average American is experiencing a negative 21.4% economic decline. This is the great O'Biden intentional depression. And it's about to get much worse. This week on my national radio show, my trusted stock market expert, Kip Herridge of VRAinsider.com, predicted for the first time since 2008 that we're in a legitimate bear market. This is intentional destruction. This is going to get really ugly, unquote. Think about how bad things got the last time Kip made that prediction in 2008. We almost lost the U.S. economy, the whole banking industry, America, and capitalism. So what's the solution? When I wrote the best-selling book, The Great Patriot, Protest, and Boycott Book, my intent was to teach conservatives to practice civil disobedience by boycotting the biggest companies in America who support these woke, destructive, insane Marxist politicians and policies. Without their money and support, Democrats could not pursue these radical policies. If we all stopped spending with these companies, I predicted we could bring them to their knees. So in my book, I listed the names of CEOs, board of directors, phone numbers, emails, physical addresses, and social media addresses for 116 woke companies, including Disney and Netflix. Disney has since lost $60 billion in stock value. Netflix has lost tens of billions in stock value. Both companies are listed prominently in my book. We did it. Hashtag bullseye. But now I have an updated plan. It's time to double down. Don't just boycott their products. It's the perfect time to boycott their stocks. The middle class has enormous power. The middle class has IRAs, SEP IRAs, retirement accounts, and pension plans. We control trillions of dollars on Wall Street. My plan is simple. Sell off the stock in your retirement account of all the woke companies listed in my book. Those 116 companies that are spitting in your face and crapping on your middle-class values. Or demand the managers of your pension fund do the same thing, and the woke stocks will plummet. Say goodbye to Disney and their transgender agenda. Say goodbye to Netflix and their stars, Barack and Michelle Obama. And punish those other 114 companies, too. It's your money. Send a powerful message. We've got to punish woke companies who support Democrats and their radical, insane policies. Like open borders, vaccine mandates, green energy, Black Lives Matter and their extreme policies, critical race theory, transgender education for kindergartners, defund the police and opposition to voter ID, which leads to stolen elections, and stolen elections lead to exactly what's happening in America today. This is how we fight back with our pocketbooks. This is how we stop the flow of corporate money to the people hell-bent on the destruction of America and capitalism. This is how we stop O'Biden. We shall see who gets the last laugh. That's my column. Almost lost my voice doing it, but it's there. That's my column coming out Sunday in newspapers around the country, courtesy of Creator Syndicate. It is titled, The Great O'Biden Intentional Depression. And here is the solution. I think it's a damn good solution. I think my first solution was a great one, you know, that you boycott these companies. But the second one is even better. If you boycott the companies and you got good results like Disney and Netflix, what if we boycott the stocks? What if we all sell the stocks? I didn't say sell short because that's too complicated and most people don't know how to do that and it's a lot of risk. But sell them from your portfolio. Sell them from your retirement account. So, that's the story. So, when we get back, a lot more to talk about. We've got a minute. But I want to make sure I do a little housekeeping. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to get emails from you. I love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com. Look at that. Now my voice comes back. Perfect. RootForAmerica.com. At the website, you'll find my video podcast, my audio podcast. You'll find my national radio show, my local radio show. Buttons at the top. Click on them. You're on the show. You'll find my archive of shows. You find my commentaries. Everything is at Root for America. And, of course, how do you listen to the show? Go to RootForAmerica.com. Right at the top, click, you're on. Or USARadio.com. Right at the top, listen live, you're on. Odyssey, that is the app that you get for your phone. 40 million people listen to radio on Odyssey, and they've got the Wayne Allyn Root Show now. And the War Raw Daily Podcast, anywhere you download podcasts, including iHeartRadio, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-795. 1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Hopefully I have my voice back. It's been a long week, a lot going on, a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio, a lot of TV. Next week I'll be, by the way, next week I'm guest hosting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on Real America's Voice Network, which, of course, you can always find online, like Alex Jones, online, the Alex Jones Network, InfoWars, online, but also on Dish Network. So they reach, you know, like 20 million people, 20 million homes on Dish as well. RAV, Real America's Voice Network. I'll be guest hosting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock West Coast time. And you go, well, how could you be doing that? Aren't you on the radio at that time? I am. So I'm taping earlier in the day and then first doing my three-hour radio show. So now you know where my voice goes sometimes. But I'll be doing a one-hour show for them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Guest host for Dr. Gina Loudon. Kyle, and by the way, in good company, because this week the guest host all week was Lou Dobbs, and next week it'll be Wayne Allyn Root. But Thursday there's something else going on. They've got a special going on, and Friday is supposed to be a big Trump rally, so that will interrupt my ability to be on that show that day. So I'm just doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Kyle LeBrew is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Why Kyle LeBrew? Who is Kyle LeBrew? He's a candidate for United States Congress in Missouri, in Missouri's 4th District. He's the only one in the country running for Congress that's taking a national ad campaign with Wayne Allyn Root, but for good reason. He wants to be the leader of the incoming freshman class. He's an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri, and he wants you to know he's a strong, unapologetic conservative Republican. He says we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need more Republican fighters in Congress. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, Kyle says. Kyle is pro-life. He supports term limits. He defends free speech. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. And here's what I would say. Obviously, we have plenty of people from Missouri listed the show, but we have plenty of people, you know, 90% of our audience is, 95% is from places other than Missouri. No matter where you live in America, go to KyleLeBrew.com, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLeBrew.com, and click on the contribute button and give them $5, $10, $20, $100, $1,000, whatever you can afford to give them. Just to show, you know, he's a fan of Wayne Root. He's helped supporting my show, and he's a great America First conservative, and we need candidates like him. Show him that you appreciate him. I don't care if it's 20 bucks a month or 20 bucks once or 100 bucks, whatever it is, let Kyle LeBrew feel the love from the Wayne L. Root fan base. Thank you. So here's an article I wanted to get to you. It's not the 1970s or the 1920s. We are in uncharted territory. So this guy's name is Charles U. Smith. He says the awakening of inflation after decades of slumber has triggered a flurry of comparisons to the 1970s, accompanied by a chorus of projections for 1970s-type stagflation, defined as inflation plus economic stagnation. In other words, negative economic growth plus massive inflation. That's what we've got. But a less popular comparison is with the 1920s, a massive expansion of debt, a massive speculative bubble in assets, and extreme wealth inequality, all against the backdrop of slowing growth and debt saturation. Each of these areas shares certain characteristics with the present, but beneath the surface there are consequential systemic differences. Let's start with the 1970s. And the point this guy's trying to make is we're in much worse shape now than in 1970 or 1929 when the stock market crashed. So this could be much worse because we're coming from a much worse place. He says the oil shock that fueled inflation wasn't there, right? We weren't running out of oil then. Second most much less understood dynamic was the immense investment required to clean up the U.S. industrial base, pollution out of control in the 70s. The debt level in the 70s, by today's standards, was incredibly modest. The demographics of the 70s, completely different than today. Everybody wasn't on welfare. We weren't filled with illegal aliens. So none of these conditions are present today. Much of America's domestic production was offshored in the past 20 years. The demographics are no longer favorable, and we have a soaring population of elderly. Nobody wants to work anymore. And the production from the supergiant oil fields brought online in the 70s is declining. As for the 20s, the parallels are debt saturation, speculative excess against the backdrop of an economy that feasted on debt-fueled spending and speculation while absorbing new technology. And the point is, it goes on and on to make the case that we are in much worse shape today. We're in uncharted territory today. The results could be far, far worse. I call it the O'Biden Great Depression.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are going up heading into the weekend. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up for a third time this week to $4.15 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says one of the reasons oil companies are not jumping to increase production is the Biden administration's hostility toward them.
Oil companies are cautiously raising the amount that they're spending on drilling because they don't know if that money is going to be sunk in the ground and lost to an administration that's been a little bit hostile to the oil and gas sector.
The nation's midsection is looking at a risk of severe weather Friday. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of northern Kansas and southern Nebraska are the greatest risk of severe weather. Cities in the target zone include Kansas City, Topeka, and Lincoln. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Way down the route, Welcome back to Roots on Fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I know that many of you have heard me talk about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. I've done it many times because I'm a big fan. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased Tony Curtis's property, and they repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. Henderson, Nevada, Revere Golf Club, June 10th. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds, 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. And if you're not going to play in the golf tournament, then dig deep in your pocket and give a contribution, a donation at vetsandhorses.com. All right, we've got our guest here, who I always look forward to having him on, Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter. He's the only former New York Times anything that I've ever had on this show, who has challenged the mainstream media with facts throughout the pandemic. He deals in facts. He's the best-selling author of Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. Alex Berenson, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually. I don't have long to talk right now because, I've sued Twitter to try to, to say that they shouldn't have banned me from the platform. We talked about this in the past. And we just got the ruling on Twitter's motion to dismiss, and the judge denied Twitter's motion to dismiss.
Well, that's
good. I'm going to be allowed to proceed with this lawsuit. I'm going to be, and more importantly, as importantly as that, I'm going to be allowed to have discovery and see what Twitter said about me and see how they colluded with the government, how they colluded with, other companies, what it is that they did when my speech, offended the Biden administration.
Yeah, and you do realize, Alex, I was banned for life by Twitter in February of 2021, and I have no idea why. They've never said why, so I have no idea either.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, what they've said to me doesn't, or what they said publicly about me does not match what I know about what I said, which is that I didn't make any false statements or anything like that. So, so I'm very, very eager to get a look at the discovery. Now, this is just the first step. There's this case wouldn't reach trial for at least a year, but it's a very exciting day because, as you know, these lawsuits basically have not gone very far.
No, and you and I both, I assume, are going to be reinstated to Twitter soon with Elon Musk now owning Twitter. I assume we're both going to get our Twitter accounts back, but that's an assumption. I don't see why we wouldn't. If he believes in free speech, I would assume we'll both be on. If he puts Trump back on, then Wainwright and Alex Berenson have to be back on, right? Obviously.
Well, sure, but, I don't want to be beholden to Elon Musk for my ability to be on this incredibly important platform. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. I mean, I think this is a set Twitter and the other giant, social media companies really are town squares. They really are common carriers. They should be treated that way for the purposes of the law. And they really shouldn't ban any speech that wouldn't be illegal offline. I mean, it's a pretty simple way to look at it. If it's not illegal offline, it's not child pornography, if it's not some criminal conspiracy, you should be allowed to say it on these large platforms because they are, they are common carriers, and I don't want to be beholden to Elon Musk. So, so that's why I sued, and, it was a big step forward today.
All right, good. Congratulations. Let's get to the meat of this thing and go fast. Latest facts regarding the ineffectiveness of the vaccines. What you got?
Well, sure. I mean, I think at this point everybody knows. I don't even think it's disputable. they don't. That, by the way, that's the tweet that got me banned permanently. They don't stop transmission. There's an argument, I would say a healthy argument, as whether or not they do anything to, slow severe disease after a few months and against Omicron. In the U.S., it's very hard to know the real answer to that because our data is so terrible. But, you can just see all over, not just the United States, but all over the world, there's really been a rejection of these mRNA vaccines at this point. Very few people are taking them. African countries are sort of being offered them and turning them down at this point. In the United States, you know, the number of people who are getting boosters or new vaccines is tiny at this point. You know, this is people have said to themselves very reasonably, if this thing is so good, why did I get sick? Why did I get COVID afterwards? And why is it that everybody, I know seems to have had the same course, whether or not they were vaccinated. So the vaccines they've been rejected, honestly.
Yeah, one of my social media posts was, can you imagine if I got 4 polio shots and then I got polio and I didn't want to question the polio vaccine program? How stupid would you have to be, right? I mean, you'd have to be a moron to keep arguing it's effective while you're getting it. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Makes no sense. But
and not just 4 shots, but let's say you got polio 2 weeks after your 4 shots. Let's say you got polio and you got polio again.
Yeah.
People wanted to believe what they were told, and a lot of people are very scared about COVID, and they wanted to believe this was some magic bullet. But, the scales have dropped from almost everybody's eyes, except that, you know, crazy percent of the 20% of the country that, you know, watches MSNBC.
Right. But again, what you're talking about is how ineffective they are. We all know that. But I would say go a much step farther now, which is how dangerous they are. I mean, I assume you have the stats on the millennial death rate in the last year since COVID vaccines were around. And Edward Dowd was on my show. He was talking about that. The 40% increase in deaths in general, non-COVID deaths across the board for life insurance companies in America. They're panicking. They can't pay this kind of money out. People are dying in droves.
I would disagree with you on the specific. Some of the numbers you quoted, but there's no question the vaccines have massive side effects for a significant number of people, and that if you look at sort of overall mortality, both in the U.S. and in Europe, it has not gone down, right? It has not gone down since the vaccines were introduced, and for some age groups, it's gone up, and that's on top of COVID. So something is wrong. Something is wrong with the vaccines, and in a rational world, we would basically halt their use right now until we had a better sense of what those dangers might be. But because the entire public health establishment and media has been pushing these for the last, 17 months now, there's an unwillingness to grapple with reality, which is unfortunate.
And by the way, I never heard any doctors or any liberals, because really it's all the left that defends this so much. I never heard anyone ever attack the VAERS system until now. The Vaccine Adverse Reporting Event System was always the gold standard for showing if we have a problem or not. There's no other way to tell except to say this vaccine has this rate, this vaccine has that rate. There's a sign there. Well, when the vaccines had 30 people dead or something like that in 1976, they ended the swine flu vaccine. Now VAERS says 27,000 plus dead. So, I mean, you have to say there's a problem.
Yeah, no, there's. I would agree. I'd go the other way. I've never, it's so bizarre. Listen, when I worked in the New York Times, I covered the drug industry, okay? And I wrote a lot of negative stories about that drug industry because the drug industry did a lot of things it shouldn't have done. And, the Times liked those stories. I mean, they were good, accurate stories, but
right.
Liberals love those stories.
Right, of course.
With the vaccine, it's like it's some magic word that makes, people's minds melt, and suddenly they can't think, like, hey, it's the same companies that were doing all this stuff that you didn't like 15 years ago.
Right.
Why would you trust them more now?
Right.
It's just bizarre.
I watch Law and Order all the time, right? I watch all these old episodes of Law and Order when there's nothing else on TV. It's one of my favorite shows. And I saw one from 2009, and it was about doctors and big pharma companies covering up a vaccine that it was killing people. And ironically, they mentioned that Pfizer had just paid a $2 billion, penalty. So, I mean, a $2 billion fine. And they were talking about how bad Pfizer is. And I'm sitting here going, am I living in a wild world here or what? This is crazy. In 2009, they admitted all this, that you can't trust drug companies, and today everybody on the left trusts them.
It's very, very weird. And it's just, I'm not, like, I'm a registered independent. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but it's a sign of how deranged the left is about
right.
Donald Trump. And ironically, it's Trump who pushed the vaccines faster than any, more than
I
any
know,
else.
I know.
He likes easy solutions to things. But if he were still president, Wayne, I think we, I think there would be much more, there would be many more questions being asked about the vaccine.
Correct. And there wouldn't be vaccine mandates. In other words, there'd be vaccines, and Trump loves them, but he doesn't like mandates. He says if you want to take it, take it. If you don't, don't. But he still thinks they're great. And that's, you know, that's how, you know, I'm honest, because I'm with Trump on every issue, and I am a Trump Republican, but I think he's horrible on that issue. He's horrible, and he's lost on that issue, you know? What else can I say?
Yeah, but you know, the vaccine mandates have gone, too. They're not completely dead. There's the Medicare mandate, which is sort of tough on healthcare workers. But this idea that we were going to make kids get this, I mean, I think people realize that there would have been riots. So I'm glad to see that. And, you know, let's hope for more good news and bad to be Twitter.
Yeah, and listen, I know you're on the run, so I can't keep you for another segment, but let's have you back again really soon, because we never got to two important points. What's really going on in China now with all the lockdowns, and what's going to happen in America if we spike again in the fall? How do you think Biden will respond? I didn't have time to get those out, and I'd love to hear what you think. So hopefully, Andrew Paul, my producer, is listening. Let's get Alex on again next week and talk about it to finish this up, Alex, okay?
Thanks, Wayne.
You got it. Thanks, Alex Berenson. Bye-bye. His book is Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Government, Rights and Lives, former New York Times reporter, not a Republican, didn't vote for Trump, but clearly a very nice guy and a very good guy and an honest guy. And he looks at the facts, and he's with me, like, you know, 70% of the way. And that's cool. Anyone who's with me 70% is my friend. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, War.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. Let's go to war. Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Inflation is running wild. We all know it's like 20% or more. Could be headed for 25 or even 30%. We're in the stagflation mode. We're in the Weimar Republic mode. We're in the Zimbabwe mode. It's that bad. And I've had a couple guests on the show. You notice how a lot of my guests go, well, I wouldn't go that far. Maybe that's a little extreme. Maybe you're exaggerating a little bit about COVID, about inflation, about the economy. And it always turns out I'm the one who's right. Do you ever notice that? I could bring up 50 examples where my guests are more moderate than me, and they try and play it safe and don't be big risk takers, and they just won't say the things that I say. And maybe they even think I'm just too much. And then 3 weeks later, guess who was right? I was actually under-exaggerating, right? It was even worse than I said. And inflation is that bad. I could think of two different guests I've had on who I like. They're nice people, but they're like, oh, inflation's bad. Inflation's terrible, but it's nothing like Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe or, you know, nothing like that, Wayne. And it's transitory. It won't be here forever. No, it is here forever. Long term, it's here. Long, long time. And it's not going anywhere. It's not going away. And as Kip Herridge said yesterday, my economic guru from VRAinsider.com, Kip said, you know, you'd need to do what Volcker did in the early 1980s with Reagan. To tame inflation, you'd have to put interest rates at 20%, and you'd kill inflation in a year or two. But you'd also kill the economy. They killed the economy at first by doing that. Nobody could buy a house or a car when interest rates are 20%. No one could buy anything. No one could use a credit card. Your credit card return right now, when interest rates were almost zero, credit cards have a 20% return rate. You know? Can you imagine if they're at 20, they'd be 40%, 50%. So the entire economy is crushed by 20% interest rates. But as Kip said, yes, they forget that. We owe trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in national debt. And there's no possible way you could raise interest rates to 20% or America would go under. America would drown. Forget about the American people. America's government would drown, strangle, suffocate. End of America. So the Fed is in a box here. There's nowhere to go. So they can't kill and suffocate inflation. Because they can only raise interest rates, you know, like maybe 5, 6% or something like that, which is still historically low. It won't be zero anymore. It won't be one, but it might be 5 or 6, but they can't go to 20. You could never make interest payments on the debt. So inflation's here to stay. The only thing you could do to protect yourself and your family, gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible Investment guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals in the whole country. They have 40 years experience, billions of dollars in transactions. If you mention the word war, you get the best rates in the country and the best customer service in the country. If you mention Wayne Allyn-Root, call 800-384-41, toll free, 800-384-41, or check them out online at TII1.com. Just always say Wayne Root and you get the best deal, TII1.com, the best deal in the whole country. You know, find the price, come back to them, they'll match it or beat it. Anywhere in the country, the best price. Tangible Investments, 800-384-41. So here's the new disinformation unit of the United States government. I swear to God, it's a disinformation, basically, ministry. Just weeks after the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was unveiled to Congress and the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security has announced the formation of a disinformation unit inside the federal government. It will be used to create a ministry of truth on all things COVID-19 and anything related to Russia and Ukraine. The ministry of truth will be used to cover up for the Biden family's corruption in Ukraine and China, hiding a trail of evidence that goes back to a time when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. With this move of censorship and thought control, the DHS will be turned into the Biden family's personal mafia. And by the way, just saying this would get me in trouble and get me in the doghouse. DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, there's a guy that should be in leg irons, okay? And see, saying that, I'd go to jail for that, or I'd be fined for that, or I'd be taken off the air for that by the propaganda ministers of the Nazi government of Joe Biden. DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas belongs in leg irons, shipped off to Guantanamo, put on trial, and be charged with and convicted of treason. He's opened the borders, he's letting the entire world in, he's destroying America. But he's now developed a Alejandro Mayorkas, has developed a disinformation governance board which will target and eliminate any incriminating information that the federal government doesn't want the public to hear. This disinformation board will demand public obedience, I'm the disobedient one, public obedience to oppressive COVID protocols. In other words, if they lock us down and Wayne Root says lockdowns don't work, the same way I was banned for life from Twitter, they'll try and destroy my life. And if I say vaccines don't work or vaccines kill people, they'll try and destroy me and destroy my life. And they want to shut down any evidence of election fraud. That's another column I'm about to write. The exact similarities between the same people that don't want you to talk about stolen election are the same people that are covering up the COVID vaccine fraud and the death and the disability and the crippling injuries and the fact they don't work at all. So you're taking giant risks to die for nothing because the vaccine doesn't even work. They're covering that up the same way they covered up Hunter's laptop and the 2020 election.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.